Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Forgotten Home Apothecary 205-2 Powerful Remedies at Your Fingertips by Dr. Nicole Apelian is a practical herbal medicine guide focused on rebuilding a household apothecary through traditional plant-based preparations, positioned within the natural health, herbalism, and preparedness categories. The book gathers more than 250 remedies and presents them by ailment so that readers can locate relevant recipes quickly. Its purpose is not to replace professional medical care, but to preserve and organize home remedy knowledge that was once commonly passed through families and local healers. The book emphasizes accessible preparations such as tinctures, decoctions, salves, syrups, infused oils, and poultices, supported by photographs, measurements, and dosage guidance. Apelian brings the perspective of a herbalist, wilderness educator, and survival practitioner, which gives the book a strong self-reliance orientation. Its central value lies in translating traditional remedies into a structured format usable by beginners and more experienced herbal readers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ailment-based organization turns herbal knowledge into a usable home reference. A defining feature of Forgotten Home Apothecary is its organization around specific health complaints rather than around plants alone. Many herbal guides begin with botanical profiles, which can be valuable for identification and study, but less convenient when a reader is trying to address a cough, headache, skin irritation, digestive discomfort, or seasonal illness. This book appears designed as a working shelf reference, with remedies grouped in a way that mirrors how people search during ordinary household situations. That structure lowers the barrier for beginners, because it avoids requiring readers to already know which herb is traditionally associated with which condition. The approach also reflects the logic of older domestic medicine, where families often kept prepared remedies for recurring needs rather than studying herbalism only as theory. The practical implication is speed and accessibility. A reader can move from symptom category to preparation type to recipe with less conceptual friction. The limitation is that ailment-based organization can simplify complex health conditions, so readers still need judgment, awareness of contraindications, and professional guidance for serious or persistent symptoms. Secondly, preparation methods show how raw herbs become practical remedies. The book gives substantial attention to the methods that transform plants and household ingredients into usable remedies. Preparations such as tinctures, decoctions, salves, syrups, infused oils, and poultices are not interchangeable. Each method extracts or applies plant constituents differently. A decoction is generally suited to tougher plant parts such as roots or bark, while an infusion is more appropriate for delicate leaves and flowers. A salve places herbal constituents into a topical fat-based medium, while a tincture uses alcohol or another solvent to create a more concentrated and shelf-stable preparation. By including step-by-step instructions, measurements, and dosage information, the book moves beyond casual folk advice and into repeatable practice. This is important because herbal home care depends heavily on consistency. Too vague a recipe can lead to weak results, unsafe concentration, or poor storage. The book stands out by emphasizing the making process itself, which helps readers understand that an apothecary is not just a collection of herbs but a set of techniques for extracting, preserving, and applying them appropriately. Thirdly, self-reliance and preparedness shake the book beyond ordinary wellness advice. Forgotten Home Apothecary is not presented only as a natural wellness cookbook. Its emphasis on home preparation, accessible ingredients, and emergency usefulness places it close to the preparedness and survival literature. Apelian is known for wilderness and self-reliance work, and that perspective informs the book's practical priorities. The remedies are framed as tools that may be useful when conventional supplies are unavailable, difficult to obtain, or insufficient for minor household needs. This does not mean the book rejects modern medicine. Rather, it addresses the gap between everyday discomfort and formal medical intervention, especially in situations where people want additional options. The preparedness angle also changes how readers are likely to use the book. Instead of reading it once, they may use it to plan a stocked herbal cabinet, gather basic supplies, learn preservation methods, and practice recipes before an urgent need arises. The value is proactive competence. Indeed, the risk is overconfidence, especially if readers apply home remedies to conditions that require diagnosis, prescription treatment, or emergency care. Fourthly, traditional remedies are reframed through modern clarity and visual guidance. The book draws on the idea that many domestic remedies used by previous generations have been forgotten as pharmacies and packaged products became the default source of treatment. Its contribution is not merely nostalgia, but reformatting that older knowledge for contemporary readers who may lack direct mentorship from family herbalists or local plant experts. Color photographs, clear recipes, quantities, and preparation instructions help bridge the gap between inherited knowledge and modern usability. This matters because traditional remedy knowledge often depends on tacit details, such as plant part, timing, extraction medium, texture, storage, and application. Without those details, a remedy can become too vague to reproduce safely. The book's visual and procedural format attempts to reduce that uncertainty. At the same time, readers should recognize that traditional use is not the same as clinical proof for every application. The most responsible way to use such a guide is to treat it as a structured introduction to home herbal practice, then cross-check plant safety, medication interactions, pregnancy cautions, allergies, and local plant identification before use. Lastly, its broad remedy range creates both practical value and a need for careful selection. With more than 250 remedies, Forgotten Home Apothecary offers breadth as one of its main attractions. A wide remedy range can make the book useful for households because minor health concerns vary by season, age, environment, and family habits. A family may need soothing preparations for coughs in winter, topical care for minor skin problems in summer, digestive support after dietary changes, or simple pain relief options for occasional discomfort. Broad coverage also allows readers to compare preparation styles and gradually build confidence. However, breadth creates a management challenge. Beginners may feel uncertain about which remedy to try first, how to prioritize supplies, or how to distinguish mild self-care situations from conditions that need medical attention. The most effective use of the book is selective rather than indiscriminate. Readers can begin with a small number of common, low-risk preparations, learn basic safety principles, and keep written notes on ingredients, dates, and personal responses. Used this way, the large remedy collection becomes a practical library rather than an overwhelming list of possibilities. In conclusion, Forgotten Home Apothecary is best suited to readers who want a practical, recipe-based entry into home herbalism rather than a purely botanical textbook. It will likely appeal to beginners building a natural medicine cabinet, experienced herbal enthusiasts looking for additional preparations, homesteaders, preparedness-minded readers, and families interested in low-intervention support for minor everyday complaints. Its practical benefit lies in combining remedy selection, preparation methods, photographs, quantities, and dosage guidance in one accessible reference. Its intellectual benefit is the way it shows domestic medicine as a skill system, not just a list of plants. Readers learn that an apothecary depends on organization, extraction methods, storage, and careful matching of remedy to situation. Compared with many herbal books, it stands out through its ailment-oriented structure and its strong self-reliance framing. It is less about deep botany or clinical herbal theory and more about making usable remedies at home. That focus is also why it should be used with caution. Serious symptoms, chronic illness, pregnancy, medication interactions, and uncertain plant identification require professional advice. Within those limits, R1-DAS, the book occupies a clear place in the herbal guide category, a broad, visually supported, hands-on manual for readers who want traditional remedies presented in a modern household format. If you would like to support Dr. Nicole Apelian, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.